Hello, my name is Zanaya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I got all of that. I got a question.
Okay.
I'm looking at my computer right here, the internet, and this is a notice posted by the Alabama Department of Public Health, COVID-19 vaccine clinic in Baldwin County. And I was told the other day that it was March the 2nd, tomorrow, Tuesday, and this thing says Wednesday, March the 3rd.
It'll be within the system. They more than likely have availability for the 3rd and the 6th, but the 3rd is the first option.
You lost me. It's always been scheduled for March 3rd and March 5th, but now they're saying March 3rd and March 4th.
Oh, let's see here.
March the 2nd and March the 4th. Tuesday and Thursday, and Tuesday was first and second doses.
But let's see here. I can check for you. Give me one moment. And what facility are you referring to directly?
This is at OWA in Foley. The drive-thru,
OWA.
The big drive-thru.
Okay, yes, sir. So, indeed, we have confirmation from OWA that they're doing the 2nd and the 4th.
Okay. Well, you need to get somebody to change this notice.
I do. I know they added two more dates due to those who needed their 2nd dose. So, the 6th might have been their 2nd dose, but, indeed, they're doing their 1st dose citizens on the 2nd and the 4th.
Yeah, the 4th is 2nd dose only.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think they've overdone themselves tomorrow. You got everybody there from Groundhog Day that got their 1st dose, and then you got all the new ones coming in, you know, that are over 65.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to have probably twice as many people as you had on Groundhog Day. And those nurses are going to go home at 3 o'clock.
I think that's why they delegated those 2 days on the 2nd and on the 4th, because they were strictly doing the 2nd dose for the moment, but they needed to open up some availability for that 1st dose, I believe, because of the Groundhog Day opening.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense, you know. You ought to bring the 2nd dose in at 9 o'clock and not let the 1st doses come in until afternoon.
I don't think they will have, they're trying to limit their dosage daily, and I think if they did it like that, it would be a lot of people they would have to turn around to come to a next day. That's why they separated the days.
Well, I think I'll keep coming to the TV tonight, because they always have the right information. But, yeah, they need to look at this notice if they want to change it.
Yes, sir. I will go ahead and send notice over to OWAD to make sure that they update in the system. That way it can reflect, because I do apologize about that. I know that can be confusing.
Do you know which way they're going to bring in the 2nd doses?
I have not heard an update just yet. I know it's still going to be the same time frame of 9 to 3. They have been stating they're going to do the 2nd dose on the 11th. They haven't yet updated it in the system to confirm.
Now, the routing at OWA, they said they're going to have a separate route for the 2nd dose people.
That I'm not too sure of. I do apologize. From what they've been giving us, they're going to try to separate it into 2 days, well, different days, where they do 1st dose and then the 2nd day, 2nd dose.
Yeah, well, what I'm reading here, I'm better off to wait until Thursday. I'm coming for the 2nd, but my due date for the 2nd dose was today.
your due date for the second dose. Okay, so I would advise just to go Thursday. You should be fine. I know they asked you to do it within that time frame, but since you're only just a couple of days out, it won't really be that too much affecting you at all.
Yeah, okay. Now, I'm just worried about the number of people that are going to be there tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to be unreal. They probably have gridlock. Okay, well, listen, thank you.
Yes, sir, no problem. Did you need